Title: Sanofi Aventis Deutschland GmbH v. Mylan Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Content: The Federal Circuit reversed a patent trial and appeal board decision finding the challenged claims of Sanofi Aventis 614 patent unpatentable as obvious. Background: Mylan petitioned for inter partes review of Sanofi Aventis 614 patent, alleging that the challenged claims were obvious based on a combination of three prior art references, Venezia, Bayan, and Dijon. The parties agreed that the 614 patent and the Dijon reference belong to distinct fields of endeavor. Mylan's obviousness argument relied on demonstrating that each prior art reference it applied in its asserted obviousness combination constituted analogous art. Instead of showing that Dijon was pertinent to the problem faced by the inventor of the challenged patent, Mylan argued that Dijon constituted analogous art because it was pertinent to a problem faced by the Bayan reference. The board concluded that Bayan, in combination with Venezia, did not render the challenged claims unpatentable but found the 614 patent unpatentable as obvious in view of the three prior art references. Specifically, the board found that Dijon constituted analogous art to the 614 patent. Sanofi argued on appeal that the board erroneously agreed with Mylan's argument that Dijon constituted analogous art because Mylan incorrectly compared the Dijon reference to another prior art reference, and not the 614 patent. Sanofi further argued that the board improperly shifted the burden of persuasion from Mylan to prove that the challenged claims were unpatentable to Sanofi to defend the claims of the 614 patent as patentable. Issues: whether the board erred in finding that Dijon constituted analogous art to the 614 patent and, thus, was properly combined with Venezia and Bayan to render the 614 patent's claims obvious. Holdings: the Federal Circuit reversed the board's obviousness finding because Mylan failed to establish that the primary prior art reference, Dijon, is analogous to the 614 patent. Reasoning: Sanofi argued to the board that Dijon is not analogous to the 614 patent, whereas Mylan incorrectly argued that Dijon was analogous to another prior art reference and not the challenged patent. A reference constitutes analogous art if either, 1, the reference is from the same field of endeavor, regardless of the problem addressed, or, 2, the reference is reasonably pertinent to the particular problem with which the inventor is involved, even if it is from a distinct field of endeavor. In determining whether a reference is analogous, the reference must be compared to the challenged patent. As such, Mylan's attempt to characterize Dijon as analogous art based on its similarity to another prior art reference was improper, and thus, did not support its obviousness arguments. The board, therefore, erred in finding the 614 patent obvious based on Dijon. Categories: Federal Circuit Cases. As seen in Intellectual Property Law Blog.